This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios.
Woof,
Grr. It's Thursday night, it's 9 o'clock, it's time for The Woods. I'm Jess James and I'm here in the studio tonight with cub reporter Robbie.
Evening, James.
How are you? What's going on?
I'm well.
You're looking well.
You're looking very summery today, James.
I know. I did that. I had to show off the tan. I've been up to Noosa.
Oh, darling.
I know. Noosa with Prue and True.
Did you have a pina colada in Noosa?
Oh, I had several pina coladas, actually.
Well, it's nice to enjoy the nice weather, isn't it?
I know. It's really, really good. And then I come back, and what temperature do we have here? 12. I was in 37 and then 12. Oh, my God. Wasn't good enough. And we're joined tonight by Bear Curious. Are you still Bear Curious, Dean, after all this time?
I am still curious after all these years.
Robbie pointed out to me tonight that I ask that question every time I meet you.
You don't listen to my answers. That's the problem, isn't it, James? You need to listen.
I listen, but do I take it on board? Maybe not so much.
Hey, I've got a new hobby.
Have you?
I don't know if you guys were listening earlier on to Family Matters. That's the show that's before ours.
Yeah, okay. I was listening and talking.
It's a very good show. But,
yeah.
But I don't know if you heard, but Dave is looking for a date. Hashtag find Dave a date. Now, Dave is quite a dishy Dave.
He is.
It doesn't mean woof grrr. So if you are listening to us, if you've just been listening to Dishy Dave on Family Matters,
right,
send us a message in and we might hook you up.
We'll hook you up with a date. Yeah, hot
stuff. That's my new hobby, finding Dave a date.
What's really interesting, though, is like we're not a visual medium, but like he's worth looking at, isn't he?
He is. Check it out on their Facebook page.
For somebody with no facial hair, yeah, we can forgive that no facial hair, can't we, Robbie?
That's persecution, James. We've talked about that before. You don't have to have facial hair.
Picking. So, what's any news? Any goss? Anything happening in your life?
Look, sadly, I wasn't here last week.
No,
it pains me. I would never. It would have to be a sheer emergency for me not to be here.
Absolutely.
Or
something better.
Or the Venga Boy concert was on.
Oh my god,
the Venga Boy
like?
Concert.
Venga Boy.
There's only one left. No, they all four of them were there, and they were in fine form.
Yeah.
It was a great night, but there was a lot of other acts as well. There was it was a big 90s extravaganza. Joanne and Wigfield. And Tina Cousins, who, you know, it's, look, I'll say this. Some were just astounding and some clearly had rested their vocal cords for a while.
I was going to say, you were really hesitant about Tina Cousins there, I suspected.
Yes, she may not have it anymore.
I'll tell you a story about Tina Cousins, and this is the honest truth, and I don't mean to be unkind, but I was in Auckland in New Zealand probably 20 odd years ago. Tina came and did a concert. It was going great. Everybody was dancing, boogieing away. It was really, really good. And then all of a sudden there was this loud hissing, crackle, spit, and then this big bang, and everything went off. Her whole show went down. She tried to sing live. She tried to, you know, she tried to do a bit of a number live. It was awful.
Like an acoustic version.
Yeah.
Tina
Can you imagine
unplugged?
Tina Cousins unplugged? Poor Tina. She didn't do well. And then I was over here and she was, you know, the Pride March. She was one of the acts on the Pride March.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she played down at the, what's that place called where we all march to?
She has some great songs. She's very entertaining, but I wish the power had gone out.
Oh, that'll get back.
Yeah.
She likes her bears.
She's a big fan of this show.
Anybody who's listening tonight who's a good friend of Tina Cousins, we're sorry. We're really sorry.
Sometimes you shouldn't go back and revisit your idols, I don't think. Sometimes you'd better leave them in the past with those fond memories.
I'm really into the 90s nostalgia at the moment, though, and there's another one coming up with the Atomic Kitten and a few others, and S Club 3. Apparently their contracts have ended.
Oh.
they're apparently forming a new group called ABBA, I think. It's a new group that are coming out. The four people from S Club 7.
Really?
Yeah, it's a new group called
ABBA.
Have you not heard of ABBA?
Do they know that namesake?
I think that's a dad joke. Is that a dad joke, James?
A granddad.
A granddad joke.
We're granddad here. Hey, guys, we've got some fun things to talk about tonight. We've got some guests. We got in the studio with us, we've got guys from Just Can't Bear It. We've got Gary.
Hi, guys. How are we?
And Gus.
Hi, everyone.
And we're going to chat about their group, Just Can't Bear It, which is a relatively new group, and so some interesting things. And we're going to get to know the guys a bit better and have a chat about who they are and how Just Can't Bear It came to be.
So if you've got any questions about Just Can't Bear It,
you could.
What is it all about? What can't you bear?
You could SMS us on. Now, I've practiced this, so I'm hoping that I'll get it right. Uh-huh. Thanks for pointing that out to me, Dean.
Just read the words on the page, James. You'll be right.
It's
you'll
up
be right.
There. Oh, where's it gone? It was up there. No. It's behind you. 0427 Joy 949. Send us a message and ask the guys a question or chat or just say hi. You can. Email on air at joy.org.au. I've been dying to say that. And do you know why I'm dying to say that?
Why's that?
Because all the time I hear .org.au and it's really not. It's bigger and more than that.
I actually think you did very well. That sounded very much like your best SBS voiceover work, actually.
Oh, was
I reckon
it?
You could have a job there.
SBS voiceover. What would I voice over?
Like, you know, the ads like coming up on SBS.
Oh.
I reckon you'd be real good at that.
I reckon you're kind of insulting me in the backhanded way.
I would never do that,
James.
I would never do that. SMS, email in, tell us what you can't be.
Yeah, join in the show, chat with us. So, Gary, tell us a bit about who you are, where you come from. Tell us stuff.
Tell us stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Yep. So, I'm originally a Newcastle boy, been in Melbourne for 16 years.
Right.
I got a wonderful partner named Raymond. We've been together nearly 16 years. So,
right.
Yeah. I work in homeless organisation.
Right.
So I work with mental health people, drug and alcohol, mainly in rooming houses and things like that. So
yeah.
So I see a lot of people lonely and things like that.
I'm dying to know because Newcastle's such a throbbing, you know, thriving place. What made you do a transfer to Melbourne?
Love.
Which you came for the boyfriend. You came for the
Not the one that I got now. That was somebody else. Lasted about 6 months, so yeah.
Right. And any other reasons apart from love, or was that all you needed?
Oh, probably a change of life, I suppose, but yeah.
Yeah, you're feeling kind of ready for a bit of something different.
Something different to Melbourne, yeah.
And do you think it was a good move? Has it been a good move for you?
Oh, it has. I met my partner, so yeah, that was good.
Yeah. All good.
Yeah.
And Gus, I've Gustinos... No, I'm not even going to try your surname. Gus, tell us about you.
Well, I work in the disability field.
Right. And you're a Melbourne boy, born and bred?
Born here in Melbourne.
Yeah, Can I ask where? Do you mind me asking where you're from?
Well, I was born
smiling.
In the Melbourne Hospital.
Oh, really? Yeah. You were a hospital baby. Yeah.
But I've lived up in Swan Hill, come down from Swan Hill in 1975.
Right, okay. And what prompted your move? Did you come down for love and boyfriends as well?
No. I wasn't out then, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So tell us more about that.
I didn't come out till I was, till about 11 years ago.
Right, okay.
So
I was a late bloomer.
23. When you're 23, you came out.
Yeah.
He's such a charmer, that one. Seriously. He does this to all our guests. You know, he's real sweet talking. So tell us about that. What was life like for you in not coming out till so late?
Very hard. I didn't have many friends or anything.
Right.
Family didn't know.
Yeah.
I was waiting to tell my parents, but both my parents passed away, so I didn't
before
have a
you
chance
got to tell them. Yeah, that's a common story, isn't it? Like people, and do you regret that? Like, was that something that you should have done different?
Yes, although my family said that our mother would have understood anyway. She wouldn't.
Yeah.
She would have only wanted to see me happy anyway, so she wouldn't have worried her.
Right. What about your dad? Because it's often the boys and their dads.
Well,
isn't
he he'd passed away about 10 years or so before that. So.
How do you think he'd have coped? Because you don't mind me saying your Greek background, Greek family.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't have understood.
No, not something that's in their kind of realm of context and understanding, is it? So tell us more about like what was life like for you.
Very hard. I had sort of had to sneak around a bit, as I say.
Yeah. Oh, so you were practicing homosexual back then?
You're practicing a lot,
yeah?
No.
You know what they say, practice makes perfect.
Yes. Then I used to go to church a lot, so.
Okay. So. What faith were you?
Greek Orthodox.
Wow. They're pretty strict, aren't they? Mm. Like, I'm not very well informed, I have to say, on religious stuff, but I do know that, you know, the Greek Orthodox Church is pretty homophobic.
Yeah, I was going to become a priest at one stage.
Right. Wow. That's a fairly major commitment to the church, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
We're going to talk some more to the guys about the stuff that they're really, really keen to talk to us about, the Just Can't Bear It group. You're on Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Woods. This is Just James. I'm in the studio with cub reporter Robbie and bear curious Dean. And we're chatting. That, just so you know, that in case you didn't recognise that song, that was Robbie Williams with Rock
DJ. You told
me
you'd never heard of Robbie Williams.
Robbie who?
I'm the only Robbie in your life, that's why, isn't it?
There is only room for one Robbie
Thanks,
in my
James.
Life.
James.
Oh, it's all sickly sweet on the bench here tonight.
I just can't bear it with you guys. Now, can we just focus on Gary and Gus? Now, Gary and Gus from
segue.
Just Bear It. Let's hear a little bit more about Just Bear It.
You've got to love that. So, yeah, come on. Gus, tell... Oh, sorry, no, Gary. You tell us about how Just Can't Bear It came to be.
So, just a little bit of story. I suffer a little bit of depression, have been for the last whatever years.
Yep.
Back in 2013, I was also diagnosed with HIV. Which was pretty hard at the time.
Yeah.
I've tried a lot of different groups in Melbourne and things like that. There was nothing I could find out there for myself.
So it's a pretty lonely space.
Like it was a pretty lonely space. And that, you know, tried a few things and just nothing there. Even Facebook pages, there was nothing for me.
Yeah.
As a 55-year-old man, you know, there's things there for younger people and that.
We're kind of invisible at our age, aren't we? I mean, we are. Keep telling the boys that, but they won't listen.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
So what I did is, you know, Facebook, of course. You know, you're sitting there and you're seeing other people. You're seeing your friends complaining about, I'm depressed, I'm suicidal and things like that. Mm. So I thought, So I got four of my mates. I picked four of my mates and we went and had a coffee up at Fed Square there and we talked about... I wanted to talk about starting the group, and I'd already had the name Just Can't Bear It.
Was already tucked away. Just came, like, how did you get that? Did it just come to you in the middle of the night one night, or what happened?
It was just a saying there, I just can't bear it. Yeah, you know, yeah. Then bear spelled B-E-A-R.
Yeah. And just so the listeners know, you guys are wearing these really fantastic, I've noticed how colourful and cheerful they are. They're really bright, like one's blue and there's a bear and it's got the Just Can't Bear It logo, which is really nice.
Yeah.
I really like it.
You can get them on our website where... we've got donations going to Queensland AIDS Council.
Right.
So it's an Australian, Just Can't Bear It, it's Australia-wide.
Right, so it's good use of money. Yeah.
It is a good use of money.
So you got together with four of your friends.
Yep, so we got four of our friends, and that night it just totally went haywire. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, people got very upset and that. So in the end I said... No, it's still going to work. So I talked to a couple of them and I said, I'm going to start a Facebook page.
Right.
So here we are today.
Wow.
440 members since February, which is strong.
Which is quite an achievement.
That's a really big membership, 440. And you guys were talking off air a bit about, you know, like the need and, you know, recognising that there is a need. That really makes a statement, doesn't it? Like you guys have been formed for 8 months and you've now got 440. I don't think I've got anywhere near as many friends, and I thought I was popular once upon a time. That's a really, really big statement. That says a lot.
Absolutely. So, Gary, tell me a little bit more about the Facebook group. So is it like a meeting place or a forum for people to connect and to share? Or what's it about?
So it is a Facebook page, and it is a group for men only, Australia-wide, but we've also just recently connected to New Zealand as well.
Right.
It's for their admirers and things like that. So it's about people that's for their health and well-being.
And I wonder, one of the things that always strikes me about social media is it's a really good way for people who live remotely or in regional areas to connect. People who don't live just down the road from a pub or a community centre, the internet does provide a forum for them to actually reach out and to not be perhaps feel so isolated. Is that been the experience on the Facebook page?
Very true. Very true. We've got people in all the way down the coast of Queensland. Now, Queensland's a big state, and there's 300-400 kilometres apart between each town. Outback Western Australia, Tasmania, even Victoria, we've got outback towns. Yeah. Traralgon, Bendigo, even further. And that's
a,
yeah.
And it's a really fantastic thing to do. So what does Just Can't Bear It do? What sort of things? You talked about getting together for coffee and stuff like that. What else do you do?
So, look, it's just mainly to support. So they sit there and they can talk about, I'm not feeling good today, guys, or I'm depressed. So they're actually able to speak about whatever they're upset about.
Right.
You know, my HIV count is, you know, my viral load was pretty high.
Yeah.
So not people have the opportunity to talk about it and not be discriminated against, or they can feel comfortable.
Yep, and accepted.
Absolutely. Now, I was going to say, if you do want to message in, and your name is Alan, and you're on Facebook, let me tell you the number, Alan.
0427.
And where's Joy? No, where's Joy? This is where we're getting confused.
Right.
0427 569. There you go, Alan. 949. So 0427 569 949. Go, send us a message, Alan.
So, Gus, tell us about how did you get connected? Tell us your journey into Just Can't Bear It.
Well, I was friends with Gary, and so decided to come along to the meetings.
And you're actually saying that in public. Like, didn't bat an eyelid. Friends with Gary, you didn't blink when you said that. How long have you two known each other then?
Just over 12 months.
Too long.
Yes, it feels like that.
Now that's the kind of thing you expect from a bear. And so you knew him through the group? You got to meet him through the group?
Yeah, I knew him before we started the group. And
Tell us about that night. Tell us what you did. What did it look like? How did it feel?
It felt good. We met up with friends at Facebook message I used to meet, chat to, and then all of a sudden they're there in real life, in front of you, which has been fantastic. So I've met quite a few people who I've not face chatted over the years, and it's helped connect people.
So on your first night, did you talk to Gary on the phone? Just the two of you? You met just the two of you? Or?
No, we met in the Federation Square.
Right.
And we had a few drinks and dinner.
Yeah. And just general chit-chat,
just
stuff like
general
that.
General chit-chat, yeah.
So what else does... I read somewhere, I think, in the rules that you do visits and that you'll go out
We go out and see people who can't actually come to the dinners and that. Sometimes we go out and meet them and have coffee and that.
We had a barbecue recently on Melbourne Cup Day. We had a barbecue at one of the guys that can't get out.
Yep.
And that we had 8-9 people there. It was a fantastic afternoon.
It's a really interesting thing. We're talking to the guys from Just Can't Bear It. We're going to talk some more and find out some more really interesting information. You're on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
I never know how to finish that, you know. I never know what the last few notes of that.
That's it. Can we do it like that from now on?
Yeah, definitely.
That's a lot of fun. Can I just say, we've spent the. We just played. Sorry to step on you, but we just played Matt Elba, Tightrope, one of the Woods' favorite
bears.
We spent the entire break just objectifying him on Google Images.
And why not? What is wrong with that? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. He would approve.
I'm just James, and you're listening to Cub Reporter Robbie and Bear Curious Dean, and we're talking tonight with Gus and Gary from Just Can't Bear It, because it's really, really exciting. I gather that we had some exciting thing happen while we were listening to Matt Alba. What happened, Gary?
I don't know.
Oh, you just got a member.
Oh, we did. We got a member.
We got our 441th member.
I like that. I like that.
Welcome.
Because the 440th member, we know, don't we? When somebody else joined? It might be me.
But so let's just, for those who are listening, who are interested in becoming members of Just Can't Bear It, where do we go? We go to Facebook?
We go to Facebook.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we just type in the search, just, we type in Just Can't Bear
Just
It.
Can't Bear It.
And it is actually like a moderated site. There's a level of security and privacy around it so that people can speak about discreet and personal matters.
Yeah, so it is a closed group. So I believe that only the your name, people that want to have a look and see that you're a member, but they can't see what you're talking about as well. So, yeah.
So, Gary, what are some of the things that people talk about on the Just Can't Bear It Facebook page?
A lot of people talk about just everyday issues, you know, being jobless. We've got one gentleman at the moment. He's having a lot of homophobic attacks up in the country area and being assaulted and bricks thrown through his roof.
Is that right?
Through his window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good at all.
It's not good at all. Other ones is HIV issues, mental health issues. You know, they go into hospital and things like that.
Yeah.
The black dog, you know, they're really struggling.
Depression. Anxiety, yeah.
And anxiety. They spend time in hospital.
There's a lot of stigma still. I mean, we're struggling. Obviously, things get tough and we're struggling with stigma. And there's a lot of stigma around mental health. There's a lot of stigma for gay people and lesbian, you know, for our community generally. And if you happen to have, you know, even more unfortunate circumstances and become unwell, whether it be physically or mentally, but the mental health stuff is really hard. I know that's... So, Gary, there are some things around, you were saying off air a bit about how you've got some people connected with the group who can help in ways, you know, like doctors and nurses. You were saying something about that?
Yeah, so we all live with issues and things like that. So, as I said, I struggle with mental health, but I'm also a diversional therapist by trade, so I can look at socialisation skills and things like that. We do have nurses on our page. We also have doctors.
Connected with a group?
Connected with the group and many other type of practitioners that can help with various activities or relaxing skills and things like that.
So it is a good resource, and one of the things that strikes me is it's a really good forum for people to tell stories, to tell their personal stories of some of the challenges they've faced in their lives, and for other people who've been in similar situations to provide support. So, Gus, I'm just interested, you spoke earlier about coming out late in life. Now, is that a common story we might see on this Facebook page?
Some of them, yeah, a lot of them could be still married.
And so men attracted to men, but in a marriage to a woman.
But their marriage is broken down, but they're struggling.
That would be so hard. I mean, where do you go? Who do you speak to? If you're not part of the bear community, can't you just pop down to the Laird for a pint and sail up to the bar and have a chat with somebody?
Or
from the suburbs, from your marital home. So this is great that people can connect.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you guys were up at Shep, weren't you? I remember bumped into Gary. What was that like for you, in the experience of going up to... What was it, Out and Proud?
Out and Proud,
yeah.
I thought it was fantastic. It was just a last-minute thing, you know. We got some great friends up in Bendigo. Hi, boys up there. I know they're listening because they've been saying. So halfway, you know, there was. I took a carload. I had a couple of naughty blokes in the back saying, are we there yet? Yep. So we went up the Shepparton. They had a carload of them. We just sat there and had a picnic and listened to the music, the vibes, It was a fantastic afternoon. You know, we don't see each other much, but...
It was a pretty good... It was small. I mean, if you're thinking in terms of what we experience here with things like chill out and so on. But there was a good community response, and I thought it was really positive. There were some really good groups, and there were quite a number of stalls. I was really surprised how many stalls there were. So did you get new members out of that? How'd that work? Did you bump into people?
No, we bumped into people. We talked about it. They had the radio station up there. I had a talk on there. So I discussed a little bit about Just Can't Bear It.
Yeah, can I say, James, as you mentioned there about some of the events that happened in Melbourne, I find, I'm feeling self-confident, but I find going to some of those big events, like, you know, Midsummer Carnival, they're great, but I feel a bit overwhelmed.
Yeah,
so sometimes it's nice to know that there's a small group that you can connect with. You don't have to yell over the music. You don't have to bump with the crowd.
Yeah.
You actually make a real connection, which I think is kind of nice.
And I think, too, we sometimes underestimate how disempowering and how disturbing loneliness and social isolation can be. I mean, I think I'm a fairly gregarious person. I've got friends. I've got a good number of friends, and I love going out with them. But when I think about going to something like Chill Out, or the, you know, the Pride March or any of those things. Whenever I think about going something like that on my own, I'm not keen. You know, and if you are isolated and if you really don't have many people around you, as so many of, you know, of our friends and colleagues are in that position, it can be really, really frightening.
18 months ago, I would have said I had some friends, but today I've got some real friends.
Yeah.
I've got to thank Just Can't Bear It for it, because the people that comes together, we've clicked very well.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got friends, you know, not only in Melbourne, but Tasmania, Queensland, up as far as Cairns, Brisbane, you know, and I've actually met these people and spent time. They come to Melbourne and they want to meet us as well, so, and they let us know.
And it's about that, isn't it? It's about, I mean, connection is one of the most important things that we all, as humans, we all need to connect.
And speaking of connection, we have had a message in.
We have.
Alan has worked his way.
He's worked out what joy means.
He's worked out what the numbers are. Thanks, Alan. So Alan's message, it's been a great, speaking of Just Can't Bear It, it's been the best supportive group, not just for HIV guys, but in my case, disabled with a back injury, which in turn leads sometimes to depression, which I can understand. The group got me out of my comfort zone, and when I catch up for dinner at Fed Square, I'm breathing again. Thanks to the guys and hugs. I love that.
That's
I'm
really nice.
Again. That's really nice.
That's
thanks
about
for
life.
That, Alan.
Yeah, that's a really nice message. Thanks, Alan. That's a really good endorsement of what you guys are doing. So have you got anything coming up? Have you got any plans? You know, have you got something exciting going on?
Yep, so we do have our fortnightly dinners at Fed Squares. The next one's next Wednesday evening. It's on at 6 o'clock. Normally meet in one of the cafes there. We've got a trip back up in Bendigo. We'll normally go up and visit them probably in January. And We've got the Bears by the Bay, I think it is.
Bears by the Bay
in Tasmania.
It's making me all weak at the knees. Will Matt Alba be there? Oh, no, sorry.
I think he is going, actually.
Oh, I'm there.
So what is Bears by the Bay? What does that involve? Hanging out by the water, or is it a bit of sailing? Or
Well,
they're looking at each other blankly.
Details to be worked out, yeah?
We'll give you a few minutes to think about that question. We're on the woods on Joy 94.9. If I was there, I would take you on a picnic. Look in my basket, you can see I got a big dick. When I kiss on you, you would get so dizzy. Check me out, boo-boo. I'm a straight-up grizzly. Hi, I'm Margaret Cho. You're listening to The Woods, the Bear Community Show at Joy 94.9. She wants to be a bear. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. It's just James and Robbie and Dean, and we're having a fantastic time chatting with Gary and Gus from Just Can't Bear It. Hey guys, a bit of good news. There's been another message in, and it's from Scott, Ross and Mark. And you probably know this, but they're a very long way away. They're up in Cairns in far north Queensland. They just wanted to say hi, listening to you guys, and it's going well, so good. It's great to know that we're being listened to around the country. Big Wolf Girl. And we're sorry for objectifying Mal, but no, you probably don't care. Anyway, so tell us more about Just Can't Bear It. What's going on and coming up? What's next?
So we were talking about Bears by the Bay in Tasmania.
Oh,
so that's Port
right.
Sorrel.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's run by a gentleman by the name of Adrian. So if you go to Bears by the Bay 2017, he runs an event. It's a weekend from the 4th to the 6th of March.
Uh-huh. So,
3rd to the 6th of March, I've just been told. Friday to a
Nothing
Sunday.
Gary, will you just separate you two?
They're just like a married couple. Lots of arguments and no sex.
Father and son.
Who's your daddy? Putting each other.
That's right. Yeah, so it's about $300 for the weekend, which is pretty good. That's all your food and your accommodation.
Yep.
Right. They'll pick you up from the airport too, I believe. So, yeah, so have a look on our page or just go to their Facebook page and book away.
And so you might go and might actually meet somebody. I always wonder, sometimes you know somebody through social media, but you actually haven't met them face-to-face before. Yeah. Have you had that experience where you've got this online relationship, but then you actually do meet up with somebody? Has that happened?
Yeah, that's happened quite a few times now since when we met up in Fed Square.
Yeah.
We've had a few people that...
And Gus, what are some of the stories that perhaps touched you?
One A friend of mine's been very down and out, been in a very bad place. It's HIV positive. The account was down pretty bad, and they've tried on new medication and that now.
Uh-huh.
And been there supporting him all the way through it. Yes. And he's starting to come out the other side. He's been...
Oh, that's good news. That is good news. Yeah.
Yep.
And so this was a way for him to connect with somebody.
Yeah.
Over the
yeah,
over the
so year. When he comes right. down, he's from the country, so when he comes down to Melbourne, I used to go and meet up with him and go to, with his any counselling sessions and things like that.
So he doesn't live in the metropolitan area?
No.
Okay. Great.
I'm really impressed with how far you guys have reached. I have to say that, you know, you're talking about, like, Australia's a big country. We all know that Australia's a big country, and there's lots of places where people are socially isolated. And I'm really impressed. You know, this is kind of really good news. It's really
exactly.
Positive.
And Gary, I think you had a story as well.
Yeah, we've got a young friend there, or young, 39.
He's a baby.
He's a baby.
Robbie.
What does that make me then?
No.
Yeah.
Did someone say diapers? No.
Twink bear.
Oh.
I'll take it.
That's cute. It's such a shame that we're not a visual medium, because he's got the cutest shade of pink. It's just so sweet.
It's very warm in here.
Gary, tell the story.
Back to your story.
So we've got a young man, Pommy guy, very isolated.
Oh, careful. Pommy guy.
Oh, that's all right.
Unforgiven.
You're forgiven. Yeah, so he struggled. I believe he had a work accident, a nurse and that, so, and became very isolated, very depressed, never came out of his office or his home and things like that. Anyway, I did a bit of one-on-one time with him. Met him down at Northcote Way in the plaza there. He showed up after three Valiums or something like that. And go down and spend a few hours with him, which was quite good. Our next visit was in Fed Square. He did turn up. He turned up with three Valiums and that. So, but this guy now is only on to a quarter of a Valium now, and he's our son, actually. He's totally cheeky.
But I imagine if you are in a situation where you found yourself socially isolated, whether through disease or through location or geography, it must be really hard to make that first step.
Mm.
It must take a lot of courage for some people to make that first step. And I guess the Facebook page is one way to make the connection, but then to actually, as you say, take those steps to the Northcote Plaza to meet up with somebody face-to-face, that would be quite a challenge.
And that's what it's about, and that's what we do. But I think one of the best things out of Just Can't Bear It that I'd like to say is... we've all learned to respect each other, and that's what I think is missing in a lot of the gay community is respect.
Mm.
But we've all learned to love each other in the same time, and we have got good friends and good friendship, and that's what I think find so important in today's society's friends.
It's a really good point, Gary. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. We'll be back soon.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to James and Robbie and Dean, and we've been chatting with Gus and Gary from Just Can't Bear It. It's been really, really good having you guys in, and I have to say I'm really impressed. I've probably said it a couple of times already, but I am really impressed with what you've done. Are there any last thoughts, or is there anything you'd like to say to people who might be thinking about, you know, maybe life's tough and you know, it's hard going? What would you say to them?
I feel you're not alone out there, guys. So if you're sitting there tonight and you feel isolated and you feel that you're the only one that's struggling with depression, you're not. Come out, come and have a chat to us. Join Just Can't Bear It and see that you're not alone.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Gus. And Gary, and Gus, what do you think? What's your last parting shot for the guys out there?
Same thing. Just if you're out there and lonely, just come and meet us and...
We'll help you bear it.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll help you bear it.
You just don't have to, just can't bear it.
So you can pick up the podcast for the show on The Woods. You can Twitter us on the Twitter account.
You can Twitter us. You can Twitter us anytime.
You can tweet us.
Hit up our Facebook page, of course, and that's a great place to find the podcast as well.
That's indeed. And obviously there's going to be, Dean was saying something about putting, going to go on the
That's right, the podcast. The podcast will also be featured on the Just Can't Bear It Facebook page. So if you are a member, one of the 441 members, you can look forward to seeing it there. Or if you want to become a member so you can hear a podcast, click on the link. Become
just
a member of the
link.
Just
That's
Can't
right.
Bear It site.
What's coming up next? We got the Pop Chops, haven't we? The boys
from
the Pop Chops.
What's that about?
I don't know. Something. Isn't it something to do with music?
We're going to be schooled in the school of pop.
And
Dan
Robbie,
and Andy.
Robbie, what's happening on... Have you got something coming up with the Brekkie Bears?
The Brekkie Bears are back on Monday morning, of course, from 6.30. Luke, Mark, SJ, and maybe even I'll pop in.
6.30 in the morning. Are you serious?
I don't pop in at 6.30 in the morning. I pop in at 8.30 in the morning.
I was going to say...
I'm a clever bear.
You're like Patsy from Ab Fab. You don't do 6.30 in the morning,
do
you?
I certainly do not.
No. And so, thanks
That's it.
For that. We're done for the week. Wolfgar.
That's it. Wolfgar.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.